Haskell, brother and sister. Long Beach, California, August 28, 1911. Elder Haskell, 53 William Street, Portland, Maine. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I pray that the Lord will give you courage in the Lord. I am deeply interested in the work that you shall do in the state of Maine. Let it be carried onward and upward. Seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1, 2. I am instructed to say to our ministering brethren, let the messages that come from your lips be charged with the power of the Spirit of God. If there was ever a time when we needed the special guidance of the Holy Spirit, it is now. We need a thorough consecration. It is fully time that we gave to the world a demonstration of the power of God in our lives and in our ministry. For years there has been creeping into the church an element that is educating many professed believers to resist the teachings of the Holy Spirit. In their efforts to make of no account the Word of God, many array their strength on the side of the deceiver. I am instructed that we are to cherish as very precious the work that the Lord has been carrying forward through His commandment-keeping people, and which, through the power of His grace, will grow stronger and more efficient as time advances. The enemy is seeking to becloud the discernment of God's people and to weaken their efficiency. But if they will labor as the Spirit of God shall direct, He will open doors of opportunity before them for the work of building the old waste places. Their experience will be one of constant growth in assurance and power until the Lord shall descend from heaven with power and great glory to set His seal of final triumph upon His faithful ones. The Lord desires to see the work of the third angel's message carried forward with increasing efficiency. As He has worked in all ages to give victories to His people, so in this age He longs to carry to triumphant fulfillment His purposes for His church. He bids the saints advance unitedly, going from strength to greater strength, from faith to increased assurance and confidence in the truth and righteousness of His cause. Let us ever bear in mind that our work is to be one of advancement. We are to follow on to know the Lord. God understands the actuating principles of every mind. He has witnessed the persistent, rebellious course of some whom He has warned and counseled. His all-seeing eye has noted the determined following of human devisings. The way of man is before the Lord. He knoweth the thoughts. Proverbs 5, verse 21. Psalm 94, verse 11. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15, verse 3. He looketh to the ends of the earth, and He seeth under the whole heavens. The Lord searcheth the hearts. We are to stand firm as a rock to the principles of the Word of God, remembering that God is with us to give us strength to meet each new experience. Let us ever maintain the principles of righteousness in our lives, that we may go forward from strength to strength in the name of the Lord. We are to hold as very sacred the faith that has been substantiated by the instruction and approval of the Spirit of God from our earliest experience until the present time. I long for strength to do the work that must be done at this time. I would speak daily at this Long Beach camp meeting if I could, but I have not strength to do this. I dare not consume all my strength in this meeting, for there is other important work before me. Lately, I have given considerable time and effort to the work of completing the book on the Acts of the Apostles. This book is now nearly finished, and I am very thankful for this. I feel that decided efforts should now be made to give this message at Long Beach. The congregations during this meeting have been large, and there is a good interest from the outside. My heart is deeply stirred for these places where so much is at stake. May the Lord direct us, is my prayer. Every believer in present truth should be deeply in earnest now, for there is a great work to be done. As the enemy sees an interest in the truth being awakened, he will bring forward many discouraging features, but heed them not. We must press the battle to the gates and beyond. Let us be determined to succeed.
Let no time be wasted, but do not overwork. Teach the truth as it is in Jesus. When the power of truth is felt in the soul, the principles of truth will be brought into the daily life. Then true godliness will appear. Use your ability to accomplish decided movements of reform in the churches. Gather about you those who are true as steel to the principles of the third angel's message, and the Lord will be glorified in the work that is accomplished. Let every worker resolve that he will not fail nor be discouraged. Arouse the people to the importance of the times in which we live, that they may be led to place themselves under the discipline of Christ. In his human life, Christ revealed a divine nature. No defect appeared in his character. Beholding his life of self-denial and sacrifice, that he might minister truth to the world, they may be changed in life and learn to reflect his likeness. We are to perfect in our sphere as Christ is perfect in his sphere. Let us not be unconcerned regarding our responsibility to form righteous characters, but let us place ourselves under the molding influence of the Holy Spirit, that we may form characters that will reflect the divine life.